This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Happy February, and welcome into Ron Segi Today, where we got a big show for you this week, our first weekend of the new month. And on our show, my first guest will be from Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran. Phil Coogan will be here from the Smithsonian's channel Flying High. Then Secretary of State George Shultz will be joining us. Of course, he was the Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan. He's 98 years old, and he's coming on the show today. We're going to be talking about a career diet, that's right, with Gary Burnison. Next hour, Gary Moore will be joining us. February 3rd marks the 60th anniversary of the passing of the great Buddy Holly. He's written a book called Hey Buddy. Diamond Dallas Page, WWE champ and a WWE Hall of Famer. And then NFL veteran Uwe Mohaly. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today, and I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. She's been on the show with us in the past, quite a lady, and of course she's part of ABC's hit reality show Shark Tank, and she's got news to talk to us about, as she did last year, about the Seal of Approval contest, announcing a $10,000 prize, and most importantly, a private consultation with the winning business. Joining us right now is Barbara Corcoran. Hi, Barbara, how are you?
Nice to hear your lovely voice again, Ron. It's so comforting, warm and cozy kind of voice.
Well, I love when you
talk
to me.
There are three prizes, Ron. By the way, three prizes, three winners, not just one. We're not that mean-spirited. We want to let that money and the consulting go to three different people.
Well, you know, if you remember, and I'm sure you don't with all the things you have on your schedule, last year when we chatted, I said I would pay $10,000 to have lunch with you because it would be worth every penny of it. So, you know, you probably have a better deal with me right now as far as you personally is concerned.
Why don't you send me the $10,000 as a deposit, and I'll give that serious thought.
Okay. Can I post-date that, though, Barbara? Can I do that?
No. Don't be a wise guy. I'm not being a wise guy. I'm dealing straight with you. You just heard that.
I know that. Well, tell us about this now. It's you and On Deck, $10,000 yes. to three different businesses to invest, an in-person strategy session, and I mean this, Barbara, with you, having an in-person strategy session for anybody who has any business acumen, that's fantastic. And the fact that you get a chance to promote the business there on social media. So tell us about how you do this and what people are actually qualified to get this great reward. Three of them. Three.
Well, qualifying is really rather easy. All you do is go on Facebook.com, On Deck Capital, and apply. It takes you a minute to 2 minutes if you type slow. But what you have to do is you have to explain to me if you get the $10,000, if you're the winner, and if you get a chance to consult with me one-on-one, what are you going to use that money for? What are you going to, and what I'm looking for is someone who's a little bit street smart, someone who's not going to get so fancy. And if you want to have a hint, I generally look for something that leads directly to sales. Because when you have sales in a business, all other problems are cured. When you don't have the sales, every problem hurts. And so we're looking for practical-minded business owners who think they can make a difference in their business if they had just that extra $10,000, had it today, what would you do with it?
Now, you know, Barbara, I've been self-employed for many years owning radio stations over my career, and so I certainly know what it's like to have $10,000 worth of input, but I think a lot of times that money is used foolishly, and I'm hoping that you guide these people. Because, you know, some people will say, $10,000, sounds like a new car to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's hope that I can not pick an entrepreneur like that, but we have a safety net here. Remember, I'm sitting down to talk with them. I plan on asking them where they're spending their time, where their sales came from to date if it's an existing business, what was most productive, what wasn't. I have the feeling that by the time I get through with someone, they're pretty smart. I can't imagine, because I'm thinking about the three entrepreneurs we had last year, and all of them really listen hard, and they're very smart the way they use the money, and they really made money as a result of using the money, and that's really what I'm after. So I'm not going to let somebody self-sabotage themselves, or I'm going to get really mad and come after them, and that's going to be a problem.
That's going to be worse than anything. And the Body Works Ball is one of the people last year that really, that influx of cash made a big difference in their coming year.
Well, you know why? Because one of the things that I believe her name was BJ Dowlin, if I'm pronouncing it well. One of the things that she wasn't doing is making direct sales calls, and she had a personality that could sell anybody. She like hit you over the head with her warmth and enthusiasm. So for her, she was spending no time out face-to-face selling her product. That was unbelievable to me. The minute she got out there without even spending the $10,000, it was just sales calls, she was able to sell her Body Works ball to a giant spa chain, and that increased her sales exponentially. And so that was, you know, almost her mother could have told her that if she had sat down and listened to her a bit. But that was really the key that unlocked her own power. She was hiding it inside, developing like as though she was a scientist rather than going outside with the ball and letting people see the force behind the ball.
Well, Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I think the biggest problem people have when they go into business is that they are well-versed, they're well-educated in the business. And I don't mean the business world. I mean whether or not they're going to have a tennis court or a service industry or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. What they don't know is sales. Now, I learned sales a long time ago from my late father. And being in the broadcasting business, you know, people complain, oh, you got so many advertisers. Well, if you didn't have that, you'd be, you know, you'd be a stereo set, basically. People don't realize that the sales is the heart of the deal. And so many times they concentrate on the product and or service and have no clue as how to market and substantiate that business without the sales effort.
You know, Ron, I don't think I could even say what you just said any better. But you are so right, and people are so wrong in not acknowledging that. I have never, in all the years I've been on Shark Tank, 8 years, I've invested in over how many businesses? I've lost count. Oh, well over 50 businesses. And I can tell you, when I don't have a sale, when I don't have an entrepreneur who could sell his service or product, that business is dead on arrival. They could get the exhaust and the boost from Shark Tank, but was suddenly famous overnight. But the minute that dies down, the business goes nowhere. Sales is the heart, and it's like the kitchen of the house. It's the heart of the deal. It's the heart of the business. And if you can't sell, the only thing you could do to save your soul in a business is to get yourself a partner who can and make them a partner as quick as you can, because you can't do well in business. The reason you have so many radio stations is not only that you were blessed with that delicious, deep resonance in your voice, but that could could have been just, you could have been using that on your neighbors for the rest of your life, but instead, you're able to sell your way into success. And yes, you are totally correct. It's the most valuable part of being an entrepreneur, coupled with, and I'm sure you could confirm this, getting over rejection and the hiccups and the obstacles along the way, just staying with the program. But without the sales, you don't even get that opportunity.
Well, I always say that the rejection is when the sale starts. I mean, I always chuckle when somebody says, I made a sale. What did you do? Well, they came into the car dealership and I sold them a car. No, they came into the car dealership because they were in the market for a car, okay? All you had to do is close the deal.
The order.
Take the order, with all due respect to clerks in department stores, if there's any more department stores left, they are just that. They're not salespeople. They're clerks in a department store.
In a while you meet one that's phenomenal.
Yes.
Once in a while you meet one who knows the product, loves it, is contagious, and you walk out spending three times more money on the jewelry that you never planned on spending.
My wife gets upset with me because whenever I don't buy something from someone, I sit there and talk to them for a half hour. And she says, well, you know, just leave. I said, no. These people are salespeople. They can't be let down quickly because it takes away their moxie.
You're a sweetheart. You've got a soft touch. You're nicer than me.
I think I love you. According to the Federal Reserve Bank, this is not a surprising figure to me. Some people listening to her voice might think it is. On an average, 33 hours.
33 hours to make a loan application and provide all the data that's necessary to get granted a loan with a large institution. It is a joke. It's really shameful.
Oh, yes. All the banking institution requirements are a joke. As far as I'm concerned, it's a scam. If you don't need the money, they'll give it to you, you know. But
absolutely.
Tell us in the moments we have left, Barbara, because I know you're in a busy schedule, how do people listening apply for this seal of approval contest?
It's very easy. You go on Facebook.com, On Deck Capital, and you simply fill out the form. It's as simple as that. You only have till the 14th. But short of that caveat, it's a snap to do. It takes you about a minute. But make sure you're good in your reason as to what you're going to use that money for, because I'm a harsh judge. I'm a mean son of a gun, and I'm going to look to tear your idea to shreds on how you're going to spend that money. I don't want you losing it.
I would love to go up with you. I really would. And after failing at 22 jobs, my friends, Barbara is now part of a $6 billion business, and that means perseverance is the name of the game. Hey, Barbara, congratulations on all your success on ABC's Shark Tank.
Thank you very much.
And Barbara, I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you want to come back, just let us know. And if you'd like to have me as one of your contestants, I can come up with some kind of a broadcasting invention that you can invest in. I'll figure out something.
Why don't you do that? Because everybody's going to buy right into your voice. And if you could sell, you're going to leave with it. Even Mr. Wonderful's cash. I believe you could.
Well, boy, what a team we would make. Well, Barbara, thank you so much. And please come back again soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate the welcome.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. Our very special guest is Barbara Corcoran. Of course, she is one of the sharks in ABC's Shark Tank, and she's talking about the Seal of Approval contest where three winners will win $10,000 and an in-person strategy session with Barbara in New York City. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. I feel kind of like embarrassed to say nationwide and around the world on my show because I do it here from a very nice air-conditioned studio. Our next guest has done it. I mean, he's been to more than 100 countries. So when he talks about around the world, he means it. He's an Emmy Award-winning producer and for years hosted The Amazing Race. And he's got a show called Flying High with Phil Kogan. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm great, and I appreciate you taking a little time to talking to me today.
When I read the premise for this show, I was blown away because it's amazing. It's just staggering where you've been. Now, this is going to be a show that kind of gives you an aerial view, if you will, of your native New Zealand. And tell us a little bit about the whole thing, because I know that you started this trek of traveling at a very young age. You're only a couple of years old, and you've been doing it all your life with a title of a book that actually explains your life's philosophy, No Opportunity Wasted. So tell us about this show.
Well, the show is called Flying High, a Flying High on New Zealand. I guess it's a play on words because, as you said, we are flying around the country, but this show is really about dropping down and meeting people. So the aerials are that you see and the beautiful landscapes you see are certainly one layer of the show, but ultimately this show is less about the landscapes and more about the personalities. So it's really people over place, because to me, places are about people. They're not just about the landscapes. And certainly when we're interviewing all these really captivating characters from New Zealand who epitomize the personality of New Zealand, they're certainly standing and we see them in a beautiful surrounding. But I wanted to share the personality of New Zealand. I'm hoping that when people watch this show on Smithsonian Channel that they go, oh, I get it. I know what the New Zealand psyche is like. I know what that personality is like, the humor, the humility, the resourcefulness, the ingenuity. So that if you were to plan a trip to New Zealand on Monday and you were to get off the plane and you were to meet a taxi driver when you got off the plane, you wouldn't be shocked or surprised by their tone or their personality. You'd have a pretty good sense of it because you got to see that personality of New Zealand through the eyes, again, of people that we have picked who we think epitomize what that New Zealand personality is all about.
I think that the profile that you're explaining really does tell more than just the scenery, and the scenery is outstanding. Would you talk to World War I aircraft enthusiast Peter Jackson, to Emma Gilmore, one of the fastest female rally drivers? You're meeting up with everyone, including your father. I thought that was pretty unique.
Yeah, well, my dad is really the person who I guess that I would credit with sharing the most about New Zealand with me, and obviously my mom. As you mentioned, we started traveling when I was very young. I was only 2 years old, and I an introduction to the world through them, and it's their enthusiasm for people and travel that really got me inspired to want to find a way to travel and meet people. And that's really where I got my passion for sharing stories of interesting people in front of the camera. So I wanted to include my dad in this just because he's such a big part of my life. He's a fun character. He's like a walking encyclopedia. So we just did a simple thing. We walked around the garden, but I think it's kind of a humorous walk around the garden with my dad, but it kind of gets across about, you know, why I got interested in travel in the first place or people in the first place.
I think it's important to note that this isn't just a boring travelogue like you see at people's home movies. This is done exceptionally well and only your style. And you mentioned the fact that you've been traveling since you were a youngster, 2 years old, but you had a near-death experience at the age of 19. Could you tell us about that? Because I found that enormously fascinating.
Yeah, well, it was my first, one of my first hosting jobs, and we were documenting a shipwreck that went down in about 80 feet of water and quite a turbulent piece of water where a big cruise boat had run into some rocks in New Zealand, and we were the first to go there with a camera. And I had done quite a bit of scuba diving but never been inside a wreck, and I naively went into the wreck without a line, which is a big no-no. I mean, you have to tie a line on the outside of the ship so that if you get lost and all the silt stirs up inside the boat, that you can at least pull yourself out following the line. I didn't do any of that. I didn't really understand the complexities of wreck diving. And I got separated from my diving partner, found myself isolated in the middle of the ship, and realized that I did not know where I was, how to get out, and which way I'd come from. And in my panic, I stirred up all the silt in the boat, and which only made me panic even more. And thankfully, my dive buddy found me and got me out safely, but it was a pivotal point in my life and changed my life, changed my way of thinking, motivated me to write a list of things to do before I died, and that list has become really the impetus and almost like a contract, if you like, to set out to do different things in my life. And in a weird way, it was something that I'm pleased did happen, just because it did give me a wake-up call.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You've eaten a 5-star meal on top of an erupting volcano. You changed the light bulb on a bridge. You broke an unofficial bungee jumping record with 8 others, put a golf ball across Scotland, and you rode a motorcycle from Los Angeles to New York to help awareness for the National MS Society. But did you do anything really strange?
Well, listen, by the way, it wasn't a motorbike that I rode across America. It was a bicycle.
Oh, a bicycle. Oh.
Yeah. I left Santa Monica. Yeah, no, a motorbike would have been a little bit easier.
That's what I would think. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 100 miles a day. I rode across America. Was raising money for MS. But I think the toughest thing that I've done in recent years is I retraced the 1928 Tour de France on a bicycle, 3,338 miles, retracing the 1928 Tour de France, which was when the first English-speaking team rode in the Tour de France.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a movie. It took 5 years to make the movie, and it's now in theaters. It's called La Ride. That would have been the biggest challenge that I've ever taken on in my life.
Well, if you ever need company when riding that bike, give me a call. Let me know, because I got a neighbor I'll give you a name to, okay? I could never do Flying High,
yeah,
on the Smithsonian Channel, which I love. And Phil not only sees it from the ground, but he sees it from a helicopter, hot air balloon, sailboats, and a World War I plane. Boy, Phil, I got to tell you, I give you a lot of credit for this, and I'm going to be watching. I hope the whole country is.
Yeah, so do I. And again, the most important thing is I just really want to introduce people with the audience, sorry, to the New Zealand people and share a few laughs and hopefully be entertained.
Well, I tell you, you're quite a guy. Flying High with Phil Coogan, and that, of course, is airing on the Smithsonian Channel. Phil, come back and join us again, okay? It's always great having you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow, I tell you, you talk about an adventurist. You talk about a man who lives life to the fullest. That's him. Wouldn't you love to do that? Takes a lot of moxie, I tell you. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. We'll be back with more with Ron Segee today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam says he won't step down over a racist photo that was posted on his med school yearbook page. Northam says he's not in the photo, but he wants to apologize for the time he dressed up like Michael Jackson.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off. But it was a dance contest. I had always liked Michael Jackson. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk.
Northam's refusal to resign could mean a potentially bruising fight with his former supporters. Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying he's lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. We are honored to have our next guest with us. He is certainly a gentleman who's kept peace in this country for many, many years. He's held four different cabinet posts with two administrations, a veteran Marine, PhD from MIT, senior staff economist for President Eisenhower, Secretary of Labor, and Secretary of Treasury for Richard Nixon. He's held two posts with Ronald Reagan, one being Secretary of State. He's got a brand new book out right now and a DVD we're going to talk to him about. Joining us is George Shultz. Mr. Secretary, thank you for being with us today. This is an honor, my friend.
Well, I'm always glad to be on. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I read this book a couple of times, Ideas in Action, George P. Shultz, featuring Ten Commandments of Negotiations, and I watched the DVD that is being offered now nationally. And all I can say, Mr. Secretary, is that we need you in an instrumental position right now. And all members of the executive, judicial, Senate, and Congress should read this, because this is an outline of what they should be doing today. Do you not concur with that?
Well, I think there are some basic ideas that are broadly applicable.
The way you handled the ending of the Cold War with the Soviets, and the way that you had to be very delicate with the situation with President Reagan, is astronomical. When you were asked to come back from overseas, when you were in business overseas, to meet with Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office, did you know what he wanted you for at that time, Mr. Secretary?
Well, I knew him very well, personally. We were friends.
Yes.
And we had worked together in the primary and the campaign and afterwards on economic things. So actually, I was in London at a business meeting, and I was called and asked if I would go over to our embassy where I could take a call from the president on a secure line. And he said to me, Al Haig has resigned as secretary. Resignation has been accepted. It hasn't been announced, but that has happened. And I would like you to be his successor. And we talked about it. And I said, you want me to accept this position over the telephone? And he said, yes, it's not a good idea to leave something like this open, and I would like to announce it. Well, there had been some time between when I got the call and when I got the call to go and talk to him. And when I talked, and I had talked with my wife who was there, and I said, I don't know what he's going to ask me to do, but if the president asks you to do something you can do, you pretty much have to say yes.
Sure.
So I said yes. Next day, we flew back to Washington, and we were met at the Dulles Airport by the White House staff people, Bill Clark and Ed Meese and so forth. And they said, here's a chopper. The president would like to see you up in Camp David, and here's a car to take your wife into town, and she can find a hotel room. And they said, this is a package deal. We either both go to Camp David or we both go look for a hotel room. Take your choice. So we both went up, and as it turned out, Nancy Reagan was expecting my wife. And so I learned to stand up right away.
There you go. There was some speculation that Haig was a confrontationalist, and you describe in the book and on the three-hour video that Reagan was not a confrontationalist, and that was one of the things that he admired about you, because you were a negotiator. You didn't confront everything the same texture the way Al Haig did.
Well, I try to be a problem solver, but in order to solve problems, you also have to stand up for something.
Mm-hmm.
And President Reagan understood full well that before you could solve a problem, you had to show that you had strength and willpower. Call it confrontation if you want. But anyway, that was clear.
Explain the relationship, Mr. Secretary, between you and Caspar Weinberg, because he had a different approach on ending the Cold War, which was very military-oriented, and yours was diametrically the opposite, where you wanted to negotiate, because you were always saying that when the failure of diplomacy is gone, anything can happen, the worst. So what was that relationship like?
Well, he and I were friends. He was my deputy when I was director of OMB, and he was our general counsel at Bechtel when I was president. So we had dissociated, and on the whole, he was working for me. When he was Secretary of Defense, he was on the same level. But our difference was not so much about force. Our difference was in our assessment of the Soviet Union. He and the CIA people all focused on their military capability, and I, of course, focused on that, but also I looked on their general society, and I thought they were basically weak and could change if you worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had thought they couldn't, and it was a mistake to be working at it. So that was our difference of opinion. I supported fully his defense build-up. We both agreed that the Iran what turned out to be the Iran-Contra mess. We both opposed that right from the beginning. So we had many points of agreement, but we disagreed about the Soviet Union. I had a chance meeting that revealed to me where President Reagan's real view was. I landed in a trip from China at Andrews Air Force Base. I was lucky to land because it was snowing. It snowed all day Friday night, Saturday morning. And our phone rings, and Nancy Reagan is on the phone. She says, how about you and your wife coming over for supper? So we go over to the White House for supper, and the four of us are sitting around. And they start asking me about the Chinese leaders. What are they like? They have a sense of humor. Can you find their bottom line? Then they knew when I was Secretary of Treasury, I had dealt with the Soviet leaders, so they started asking me about them. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, this man has never had a real conversation with a big-time communist leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dying to have one. So I said to him, I had arranged weekly meetings with Ambassador de Brinden to see if we could keep weeds out of our relationship. So I said, de Brinden's coming over at 5 o'clock Tuesday. What if I bring him over here and you talk to him? And Brendan Reagan said, well, that's a good idea. It'll only take about 10 minutes. All I want to tell him is that his new leader, Andropov, has just succeeded Brezhnev, is interested in a constructive conversation. I'm ready. That was a huge piece of news, and I could see that he and Nancy had discussed it. That was where his gut was. Brought to Brennan over, and we were there at least an hour and a half. We talked about all kinds of things, Soviet Jewry a lot, arms control stuff. But then there were, you remember there were some Pentecostals that rushed into our embassy in the Carter administration.
Right.
And they were still there. You couldn't expel them because they'd probably be killed, and they were there. He talked about that quite a lot. And he said, it's like a big sign in Moscow. You don't treat people right. Don't let them emigrate. Don't let them worship the way they want. Better do something about it. And he kept saying, I just want something to happen. I won't say a word. I just want it to happen. So DeBrin and I, on the way back to the State Department, we said, let's work on that. So we did. We exchanged the papers back and forth. Finally, I got one that I thought was pretty good. I took it over to the president. I said, Mr. President, if you call in your lawyer, they'll tell you you can drive a truck through the holes in this memo. But I have to believe, with all the background, that if we get them out of the embassy, they'll be allowed to go home and eventually emigrate. So we decided yes, and we rolled the dice. We got them out. They were allowed to go home. And two or three months later, they were all allowed to emigrate, including all their families. It was a big thing. And President Reagan said nothing. And they knew very well how tempting it is for an American president to pump himself on the chest and say, look what I did. He didn't do it. He said he wouldn't, and he didn't. So I thought there were two things out of that that were important. Number one, he saw that you can make a deal with these people and they'll carry it out. And they saw the same thing. They knew very well how tempting it was for him to take credit for what happened, and he didn't. So it was a nice little tiny incident, but nevertheless had some real meaning.
The book is phenomenal, Mr. Secretary. A wonderful pictorial of your life. And the Ten Commandments of successful negotiations that you outline should be read by everyone, whether they're in government service or not. But between the three CD set that's been seen on public television, and by the way, can be ordered by order at freedomtochoose.net, and the book, which is sensational. When you look at the pictorials in this book, Mr. Secretary, and you see your entire life and all the things you accomplished, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've had the privilege of having a lot of opportunities, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's sensational, and I could talk to you for hours on hours. I know that you've been on a horrendous schedule. I'm just honored for the fact that you've been able to spend some time with us. The CD is called Turmoil and Triumph, The George Shultz Years. It can be seen on public television, and you can order it. And also the book, Ideas in Action, featuring the Ten Commandments of Negotiations with George B. Shultz. Mr. Secretary, I have to ask you, was that tiger really in the room in your office with you?
Yes.
That
really was.
That might have been the most dangerous thing you've did in all your career. You know that, don't you?
Right. It was stunning.
Well, Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for your service to the country. We appreciate everything that you have done. And again, the CD set is outstanding. The book is equally outstanding. And it's been an honor to have you here, my friend. When you ever are bored and want to talk again, I could talk to you for another 10 hours.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I appreciate it. Our very special guest is former Secretary of State George Shultz. He's got a brand new book out right now called Ten Commandments of Negotiations, Ideas in Action, and Turmoil and Triumph, The George Shultz Years. Watch it on public television and order it, too. It's a sensational profile of a man who has served our country so well for so many years. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. We have a very unique discussion that we're going to be talking about today. Our next guest has been with us before. He's really a very interesting gentleman, and he's penned a book called Lose the Resume, Land the Job with an Action Plan. Joining us right now is the CEO of Korn Ferry, Gary Burnison. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
It's nice to have you back on the show again. Korn Ferry is a global organization. It's a consulting firm that every 3 minutes places someone in a new job. And, you know, this time of the year, Gary, everybody's thinking about, well, it's the first of the year. Let's go on a diet. Let's start anew. But you actually say that there is another need for a diet, and that is a career diet. Talk about the body mass index. Well, we're going to talk about the CMI, the career momentum index. Tell us about this, because this, at this time in our society and at this stage of the game, we need some help in this area. Things are changing.
Well, they do change, and, you know, the career momentum index is like BMI. I mean, it's, you know, three things. Have you had a raise in the last 2 years? Have you been promoted? And has your boss said thank you for the job you're doing? And, if that hasn't happened in 2 years, you got a problem. You know, what I've seen, and we've all been there in our jobs, you know, we wake up one day and we say, wow, you know, I'm really bored, or I hate my boss, or my company just got acquired, and I'm going to get downsized. And at that point, it may be a little bit too late. So if I said to you, Ron, you were going to have a heart attack in 2 years, I guarantee you right now you would start to do things differently. And it's the same thing if I said, hey, in 12 months you're going to lose your job. I guarantee you all the listeners, they would immediately do something different. We get lulled into this false security, complacency, boredom, and we don't treat our careers like we do our health.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been self-employed since the mid-70s. But there was a time when I obviously worked for someone at our radio stations, and I thought I had job security, and I actually did at that point. I mean, I left them. They didn't leave me. But I really looked at this and said, it takes a lot of guts to go into business for yourself. It's not a day at the beach. But it does do one thing, and it does make you responsible for your career. But not everybody can do that. So for those individuals who either don't have the incentive, they don't have the nerve, or they don't have the resources, what do they do when they're in that situation? What do they do when they think that they're indispensable, but when we know no one is?
Well, the first thing is to think about it like you're going to be fired in 12 months.
I like that.
Completely change your mindset. That's going to create a huge, huge change. But what we would recommend is much like going to the doctor. So you would first do an examination. You would have a physical. Well, for your career, it's the same thing. You would go through assessment. You would look at your traits, your drivers, your competencies, your experiences, your blind spots. You would look at all that, and ultimately what you're trying to figure out is, are you happy? You know, because if you're happy, you're motivated. If you're motivated, you're going to outperform. The second thing you got to figure out is whether you're learning. Because you said it, in this gig economy, that given the pace of change, if you want to earn more, you got to learn more. And if you're learning, you're going to grow. And if you're going to grow, there's probably more opportunities that are going to come your way. But the first step is to be, you know, introspective around your strengths and weaknesses, whether you're really learning. Then you got it, much like you do at the gymnasium, you have to have a personal trainer. Well, you need to create a plan. You got to have a coach with a plan, and that plan may be within the company you're at, or it may be trying to parlay what you've done previously into something better.
Gary, self-assessment is a very difficult thing because people don't want to recognize their soft points, if you will.
It's extremely hard to do, but it can be eye-opening. And I found, much like the gymnasium, it blows my mind today how many people, you have personal trainers, you have people that are going to coach you and encourage you and point out your, you know, areas where you're weak. It's very, very beneficial for your professional life, too. And so you're right, because it is hard to honestly look in the mirror. Sometimes you need somebody else to help you do it.
Right, absolutely. Now, what happens in a scenario like this? You like your job, but you don't like the money. Or you like the money, but you hate the job. I mean, there's a lot of dimensions to this analysis. What do you do in those situations where one part of it you really like and the other part of it you don't?
And I think that applies to all of us. And it's so hard to, you know, we all need to make money. And you know, how do you trade money versus security versus your family? Those are all very, very difficult. The number one predictor of future success is what we call learning agility, good old-fashioned curiosity. So I think you better honestly ask yourself, are you learning?
Mm-hmm.
And in today's world, where it's high level of ambiguity, global marketplace, pace is incredible, change is all around you, That's got to be kind of true north. Because over the long run, if you're learning, more opportunities are going to come with you. Then it's a very personal decision.
I think a lot of times, too, taking advice from an older generation is great. And I wish I had my father longer in life to be able to talk to him. The workforce is changing, and you say that job tenure is short. The days of the lifelong employer are long gone. I mean, you hear about these people who say, I worked for the company for 50 years, I got my watch, and they were great. That doesn't happen anymore.
No, we're dinosaurs, so I will have, I mean, you were obviously a gig worker well before your time, but for me, I will have worked for four companies. That is almost unheard of.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter's 26, already on her third full-time job. So I call that career nomad. Today, particularly, you know, on the younger age of the demographic, although it doesn't have to be, because you've got 30 to 40% of the workforce that is gig, you know, they're gig workers. And those are not all, you know, 23-year-olds I live in my parents' basement. It's broader than that. You know, there was years ago, if you worked at a company for 2 years or 3 years, you were called what? You were called a job hopper.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Today, when we look at people and if we see them there for 10 years, we're going to wonder, wow, are they stale? The whole paradigm has shifted.
But, you know, one nice part about having someone that is looking for a job and they've been there for in the previous job for a long time is they're not a hopper, which in my case, I always admire somebody that's been at a job a long time rather than somebody who's had 99 jobs in 99 years, you know.
Absolutely. But I would also tell people, you know, you never know what's going to happen down the road. Mm. And the best time to look for a job is when you have a job.
Yeah, right. And absolutely.
So, yeah, you may be content. You may even be happy, but you still need to exercise. You still better target other companies, work the network, develop
right.
a network, create relationships, because you never know.
Like Howard Hughes used to say, he put his company up for bid many, many times, not to sell it, just to see what it was worth. Our guest has been Gary Burnison. He's the CEO of Korn Ferry, a global organization that consults on the ability for people to find new ways in their life as far as employment is concerned. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
and the new year is finally here. To make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest, doesn't it? It's amazing what a difference a good pillow makes. And MyPillow has such an amazing offer on a four-pack, their very best offer ever. It was such a rare deal, they've extended it. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com right now, click on their end-of-the-year special. What you'll find is the lowest price MyPillow's ever offered for their four-pack, which is two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter my promo code USA, and get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. There's nothing better than restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, use my promo code USA, and get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, best price ever for a four-pack, free shipping, and extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. That's MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter my promo code USA, and remember, my promo code can be used for any offer on MyPillow.com.
That's going to wrap things up with hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this first hour from Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran, Bill Coogan from Flying High on the Smithsonian Channel, Secretary of State George Shultz at 98. Boy, he sounds great, doesn't he? And Gary Burnison. Next hour, Gary Moore, an author who's penned the book called Hey Buddy. February 3rd marks the 60th anniversary of the passing of Buddy Holly. We'll be talking about that. Diamond Dallas Page, WWE Hall of Famer, will be here on the show next hour. And Ovi Muhaly from the Atlanta Falcons and the Baltimore Ravens. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today. So stay where you're at now.